Today, I will talk about a hard disk MP3 player. The question is, can a hard disk-based MP3 player offer accessibility enough to make it at least halfway usable for a blind person? One can store thousands of MP3 songs on such a hard drive, and so the display is normally essential for navigating. Bang Olufsen, a company which produces hi-fi equipment, once made an MP3 player without a display. The reviewers of this device found this a bit unusual, but since this player was flash-based, they still liked it quite well. With only 20 songs or so on an MP3 player, one can get around without a display quite well. But imagine a company which would develop a hard disk-based MP3 player without a display. I think that nobody in the world would even review such a device. Nevertheless, I decided that a hard disk-based MP3 player could be useful for me, and I haven't regretted this decision. I have a lot of radio plays on my computers, and I always wanted to have a good machine to back them up, and also to listen to those backed up plays. But for this purpose, a good resume function is essential. Since I knew the iRiver MP3 CD players and their excellent resume function, I was anxiously awaiting the release of the iRiver IHP100 hard disk-based MP3 player. I now own it for a couple of months and I like it quite well. The player came with firmware version 1.0, but soon after I bought it, firmware version 1.1 was released and it offers some great new features. More about that later. One can also use the player as a portable hard drive. No additional transfer software is needed. The IHP100 comes with a software CD, but one only needs the software if one wants to create a database of all the MP3 texts on the hard disk. Since I cannot read these texts anyway, I haven't played around with the software much. The back of the unit has no controls on it. Like the rest of the unit, it has a sturdy feel. On the left side of the unit, we find the record button and the built-in microphone. On the top of the unit are four sockets. Microphone, remote control, line in and line out. The latter two can be used in analog and digital mode. On the right side of the unit are three buttons. Play, pause, stop, and AB repeat. This last button is also important because it is used for a lot of additional functions. When one is in record standby mode, for instance, one can select the input source with the AB repeat button. On the front side of the unit is a five-way multifunction button. One can press this button to the left, to the right, upward, downward, and inward. As you may guess, this button is the most important on the unit, and it is used for lots and lots of functions. On the bottom side of the unit, we find the sockets for USB and the AC adapter. The IHP100 has a built-in lithium-ion polymer battery, what a word, and one can listen up to 16 hours with it. The machine uses a 1.8-inch 10GB Toshiba hard drive, which cannot be exchanged. The IHP100 has the same size as the Apple Macintosh iPod. The device is supplied with a remote control. I like it quite well, but I normally use the player without it. Fortunately, one can execute all of the functions just by using the main unit. I'll now turn on the player. This is done by pressing the play key. I did it. Now it is ready. And to start playback, one presses the play key again.
Bye. by now, I would imagine that most main menu listeners are familiar with DAISY, the Digital Accessible Information System.
Can you hear that?
We've talked about this on main menu previously, and in fact demonstrated a number
a
of products
from main menu.
The DAISY format. You
one
can of course
the
find out more about DAISY
by pressing
on the web
dock dial upward or downward.
DAISY, that's DAISY .org. The vision of the DAISY Consortium is that all published information is available to people with print disabilities.
This works quite well. And one does not get beep tones while setting the volume, which I think is good. By the way, one can also set the beep volume, but this is done via the menu system. The play key also pauses playback.
In an accessible, feature-rich, navigable format. So, in practical terms, what we're talking
I have paused the playback.
About here are the new digital talking books.
So, this works well, and you may have heard a little bit of the beginning of the main menu review. The iRiver doesn't do that with all MP3 files. It is a special bug with these main menu files. Perhaps it only does this with files which have a low bitrate. I have now switched the player off by pressing and holding the stop key, and I will now switch it back on again to show you how the resume feature works. I press the play key. It needs some time to boot. I can hear the motor, and the beep tells us that it is ready. When I now press the play key, you probably will hear a bit of the beginning of the main menu review, and then it will resume.
And these are available from a variety of outlets, and you should check with your local library service.
So, it works reliably, but with this little bug about which I talked. One can queue and review with the IHP 100, and one actually hears the stuff which one is queuing or reviewing. I press the play key again
to find out where you can obtain DAISY titles.
To fast
now,
forward, one presses the multi-function button to the right.
If we are on Dolphin Go Finder, the East Bush list has series first move product over the last week too.
It rewinds, but presses it to the left. To skip to the next track, one briefly presses the multifunction button to the right. I press the play key.
So what we're talking about here are the new.
And I now press the multifunction button to the right.
Greetings, main menu listeners throughout the planet. This is Dean Martineau with a second in our two-part series on toolbars to enhance your web browsing and web surfing experience.
Next track. The motor turns on.
Before I get started today, I think I should introduce myself.
Now, I would like to go to the next directory. With most hard disk MP3 players, one would have to go into a navigation mode to do that. One can do that with the iRiver IHP 100 too. First, I'd press the multifunction button inward to go into navigation mode. Then I would step out of the current directory by pressing this button to the left. I'd go to the next directory by pressing it downward. I'd enter that directory by pressing it to the right. And then I could start playback by pressing the play key. But in my opinion, this is quite cumbersome in a lot of situations where one just wants to go to the next directory. Fortunately, there is a simpler way to do that, which was implemented in firmware version 1.1. Users of iRiver MP3 CD players may know that one can go to the previous or next directory with these players by first briefly and then for a longer time pressing the forward or backward button. This is also possible with the IHP 100, but it is off by default. One has to activate it via the menu system. There is a function called Fast Skip in the menu. This is off by default and can be set to off, directory, and plus or minus 10 tracks. So, if one has lots and lots of music files in one directory, one could set it to plus minus 10 mode and then easily could skip 10 tracks ahead. I've set Fast Skip to directory, and therefore I can first briefly press the multi-function button to the right, and immediately after that press and hold it, and this will skip to the next directory. I will now go to the next directory. First I will stop playback.
I'm a new reviewer on main menu, or I haven't done any...
It's my first directory with radio plays, and since they're all in German, I won't play you much. I will just go to the next directory. I press the multifunction button briefly to the right, and then hold it. It has beeped. Another directory with plays. And I will now go to the next directory.
Through a corner of the window, we saw how the soldiers threatened the students with their weapons and arrested everybody they came upon.
Okay, and here we find the first of the two recordings directories of the IHP-100. When one records via the line in, all recordings are stored in the directory /recordings/audio. When one uses the built-in microphone, all recordings are saved in the directory /recordings/voice. So, this is my line-in recordings directory. I have just made some test recordings. I don't use the record feature of the IHP-100 very often. So, these are just a couple of recordings from the BBC World Service. I connected my hi-fi tuner to the line-in of the IHP-100. Sounds quite good. The problem with the IHP-100 when it comes to recording is that one cannot change the recording level control, and this limits the usefulness of the record feature quite a bit in my opinion. I'll now go to the next directory, which is the one for voice recordings.
The longest. And
müsste also jetzt aufnehmen und
And that's me, talking German, making some test recordings, and touching the built-in microphone. It sounds very good. The IHP-100 has a great built-in microphone. It sometimes switches on the motor while recording, and this can be clearly heard on the recorded material. There are also some size and time limitations for recordings. For instance, one cannot record WAV files larger than 795 megabytes. The IHP-100 will simply stop recording when this size is reached. Also, if one wants to start a new file while recording, one has to press the stop button. The player will then turn on the hard drive motor and store the recorded material. This takes some time, and after that, one can make the next recording. It would be better if one could just press a button to start a new MP3 file while recording. So, let's make a new voice recording. To start, one first has to go into record standby mode. This is done by pressing and holding the record button. If one just presses it briefly in this situation, the next equalizer setting is selected. This is another new feature of firmware version 1.1. With version 1.0, one could only select equalizer settings via the menu system. I am now in record standby mode, and I can hear me through the external speakers which I have connected to the player. By the way, these are excellent speakers. They are from creative labs, and they are called Travel Sound. And this monitor feature for the built-in microphone is another new thing in firmware version 1.1. One couldn't listen to the output of the built-in microphone via the headphone socket with firmware version 1.0, and even with the new version, this is off by default. One has to switch on the monitoring for the built-in microphone via the menu system. If I'd press the repeat AB button in record standby mode now, I'd switch to the next input source, which is the optical input, and I could then make some excellent digital recordings from a mini disc recorder or a CD player. Unfortunately, one cannot monitor the optical input via the headphone socket. If I then press the repeat AB button again, the analog line in source would be selected, and this can easily be monitored via the headphone out. If I'd press the repeat AB button a third time, it would again select the built-in microphone as the input source. I will now press the record button. I will soon do it. I will first explain another thing. When one presses the record button and in record standby mode, one just briefly presses it to start recording, the IHP100 does not immediately start. Rather, it switches the hard drive motor on. If it is already on, it will of course not do that. And only while the motor is switched off again, the recording starts. I press the record button. The motor turns on. And now it turns off, and I think that the stuff which I speak now is recorded. I could now pause the recording by pressing the record button again, but I would like to hear it, so I will press the stop button to stop it, and I am still in record standby mode. I can hear myself through the speakers, but even in record standby mode, one can listen to recordings by pressing the play button. I did that.
Now it turns off, and I think that the stuff which I speak now is recorded.
As I said earlier, I don't use the recording feature very often. There are just too many limitations. I talked about switching between the audio input sources while in record standby mode by pressing the repeat AB button. And there are really only the three which I mentioned. The IHP100 has a built-in radio, but one cannot record from it with a player. Nevertheless, I like the radio a lot. By pressing a single button, one can ask it to look for the strongest stations on the FM band and put them onto the 20 station presets. One can then switch easily from preset to preset by pressing the multifunction button to the left or to the right. To switch from MP3 player mode to radio mode, one presses and holds the play key. I do that. Turn that down a little. While listening to the radio, the play key has another function. When pressed briefly, it switches from stereo to mono to stereo. Now I'd like to check in which mode I am. There are two modes, preset mode and scanning mode. And I will press the multifunction button to the right to do that. Okay. It finds the next station very quickly, so I am in preset mode. Let's zap a little bit.
Abwechslung 0%.
lot of white noise. I will switch to mono. Okay, before I go to the next station, I will switch back to stereo. So, this works quite well. Now I'd like to scan manually. I'd like to scan around the whole FM dial. And to switch from preset mode to manual scanning mode, one just presses the multifunction button inward. And now I will briefly press it to the right. So, one can go step by step by briefly pressing it to the right, and one can scan by pressing it longer. Alright, it finds a lot of noise. But it really scans. I now hold it for the whole time. I think the machine with which I am recording this review produces some FM noise too, but normally reception of the radio is really quite good. One can do more things with this radio. For instance, one can delete stations from the memory presets manually, but since the automatic station preset mode works so well, and because I think these functions are a bit more complicated to use, I have not looked into this deeply yet. Now to summarize my findings. The iRiver IHP100 is one of the most exciting new devices this year. In the near future, iRiver will release a 20GB version of the player called the IHP120. It will have the same size and design as the IHP100. The IHP120 will be one of the first digital audio players supporting the Ogg Vorbis format. Ogg Vorbis support will also be available via a firmware upgrade for the IHP100. There are quite a few companies which promise Ogg Vorbis support for their players, but I think iRiver is now really close to a finished firmware version with Ogg Vorbis built in. I'd also like to see some other features on the iRiver hard disk MP3 players. Study mode, for instance, is only available on the MP3 CD players at the moment. There are three things which make the iRiver a great MP3 player. One, it can remember the exact stop position in a track reliably. Two, cue and review work great. And three, one can switch from directory to directory easily without having to use the navigation mode. Every blind user of the IHP100 probably will need some sighted help. Firstly, when one wants to change some settings in the menu system after one has bought the player. For instance, I don't like the auto fade in, which fades in every track when the play key is pressed. This is on by default. Secondly, when one wants to upgrade the firmware, this is done via the menu system. After an upgrade, all custom settings are gone, the defaults are active again. More information can be found via www.iriver.com. One can download the manual for the IHP100 there. They also have the current and previous firmware versions for the device, and iRiver offers some great forums for nearly every device they manufacture. A lot of knowledgeable people are participating.
This is Dave Williams saying a big thanks to all the contributors on Main Menu this week. And don't forget, if you'd like to submit something, drop us a line to mainmenu@acbradio.org.